Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. It's 6 p.m. Eastern and 5 o'clock Central. Let's get the latest information on Tropical Storm Zeta. Wind still 65 miles an hour, northwest movement at 14 miles an hour. Pressure 984 millibars. We are now 450 miles south of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Let's look on the satellite here. A couple trends. We saw the winds. We saw some disruption of the structure as it crossed the Yucatan. But if you really look at that center right here, the recent images, you start seeing some of that convection. You start seeing those thunderstorms start ramping around the center. So we're over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, not seeing a lot of share here. So we do expect this to gain strength as it approaches the upper Gulf Coast. Let's look at that latest forecast, and that's exactly what we represent in the forecast, becoming a hurricane with time moving back towards the north and eventually back towards the northeast with time. We got hurricane warnings up for portions of southeast Louisiana and the Mississippi coast. And if you think about the timing here, we get real close to the coast Wednesday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, moving rapidly. And if you look at the distance between these points, the more distance between them, the faster the movement of the storm. So this right here, Wednesday afternoon, this is early in the morning hours, Thursday morning, and we already have this system into Alabama, but still a tropical storm. So these winds, not just on the coast here, but some of those winds, especially a fast moving storm, some of those winds could get well inland with time. And tropical storm force winds, even possible, you know, portions of Alabama and the Florida panhandle as well. So that's something we're gonna be keeping an eye on, because it's not just about that center. Look at the expanse of those tropical storm force winds get well away from that center. But starting to look at the actual arrival times, those winds tomorrow afternoon, you start seeing those tropical storm force winds reach the Louisiana coast and also moving into the Mississippi Gulf Coast and coastal Louisiana, all the way into Alabama as well. So with time, so got to wrap things up today, tonight, even tomorrow morning, you have some time to wrap some things up, but then things are going to start deteriorating beginning tomorrow afternoon. Some of those impacts, not just the wind, you're going to start seeing a lot of that storm surge as well. Port Fouchon over to the mouth of the Pearl River. Some of these areas could get 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. That includes Lake Bourne, 4 to 6 foot. But the Mississippi coast, mouth of the Pearl River over to Dauphin Island in Alabama, 5 to 8 foot of storm surge. So definitely any one of these areas, you got to listen to those local officials. If they tell you to get out, you got to get out. A lot of times this storm surge will get there before the storm, well before the storm, and that could cut off some of these evacuation routes. Dauphin Island to the Florida, Alabama border, 3 to 5 foot, including Mobile Bay, Pensacola Bay, even 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. So not just the storm surge, rainfall. You start looking at a frontal boundary to the north and all this tropical moisture associated with Zeta, while they all come together. And it's just a large area of heavy rain and the potential for some flooding in a lot of these areas, not just along the coast. You get into Louisiana, but Mississippi, you get into Alabama, Tennessee, all the way up into Virginia, Roanoke, Nashville, any one of these areas could see those heavy tropical rains and localized flash flooding. This has been Ken Graham with the latest information on Tropical Storm Zeta from here at the National Hurricane Center.